Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The final countdown of the Nebraska legislature has begun. When senators return on Tuesday, there is just 4 days to complete business. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Well, two things happened this week that we're excited to tell our viewers. First of all, LB 519, which is Senator Slommer's bill regarding human trafficking, on Tuesday advanced to final read.
You know, this is this year's major anti-trafficking proposal, and we are very grateful that this bill passed unanimously, and the bill will be sent to the governor to be signed into law. And as a result, Nebraska's laws against human trafficking will be significantly strengthened, and Nebraska will really be setting our state apart as a leader in anti-trafficking efforts.
Another development, LB 209, which is Senator Joni Albright's priority bill, on Thursday also advanced to final read. Once again, overcoming a filibuster, and 36 senators voted yes and sent it on to final reading.
When a bill is filibustered, you need 33 votes out of the 49 senators in order to pass the bill. And we were able to hit that threshold, and there's going to be one more vote this next week as well. This is the final opportunity the state legislature will have to advance a really important pro-life policy. But we're excited that the majority of our state senators are making a strong stand for life and giving every woman a second chance to choose life.
This bill, known as the Abortion Pill Reversal Information Act, simply gives women the information that should they take that first pill in a medical abortion, they have an opportunity to reverse that process.
This bill is all about informed consent, and not only is it pro-life, but it's also pro-woman and pro-science. We want everyone to know that there is the possibility, if they choose, to reverse the process after a medication abortion has been started. And we've heard so many incredible stories of women who have made that choice and as a result have beautiful, healthy babies, and every woman deserves to know that that is a choice and an option she has.
We are going to have just one more Capitol Buzz, Nate. As senators conclude business for the 2019 legislative session, I encourage you to check out Bill Tracker at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org for the most current information on legislation passed this session.